A bustling four-lane highway runs right through the heart of Taneytown. The police department is on one side of the highway. On the other is St. Joseph Catholic Church, which is preparing to host the annual Taneytown Grape Festival. In early August, an empty field near the church will be filled with children lapping up melting grape ice cream cones, teens gleefully screaming on spinning carnival rides, and families standing in long lines for homemade spaghetti and fried chicken dinners. The festival, which has long been a popular summer tradition in Northwest Arkansas, has become a flashpoint over immigration policy this year. Alliance for Immigrant Respect and Education, or ADRE, is calling for a boycott of the event because they argue the Taneytown Police Department's participation in the federal 287G program is causing fear among local immigrants. The department says it helps officers better protect residents. The local conflict comes amid a national immigration crackdown during President Donald Trump's second term. Federal immigration officers have shot 22 people and killed 6, including 3 U.S. citizens, since Trump returned to the White House in 2025. Most shootings have stemmed from traffic stops. Caught in the middle of the local debate is the festival. Though Taneytown police officers are hired for security, the 5-day festival is not a city-sponsored event. Festival Chairman Blake Chola says it's an annual fundraiser for St. Joseph's, and proceeds account for about a quarter of the church's operating budget. Chola says he was surprised to learn of the boycott, but organizers will be accommodating if people peacefully protest.
If people want to boycott or protest, they're welcome. They have that right. But again, we will be accommodating, and you know, we want everyone to come out and enjoy the festival and celebrate the Italian heritage. So.
Taneytown was founded by a group of Italian immigrants who came to the United States to work on a cotton plantation in southeast Arkansas. Emily Pinalto Bashir's ancestors were among them.
When my family arrived here in 1895, we were not wanted. They did not want Italians in Arkansas.
Pinalto Bashir's manages the Taneytown Historical Museum, which is located across the street from the church and the festival grounds. She says Italian immigrants who came to the U.S. to escape high taxation and forced military service were paid less than Irish and German immigrants, exploited by bankers, and swindled by their own people. Italian immigrants also faced violent attacks, and politicians created laws to stop them from immigrating to the U.S. Pinalto Bashir says the Italian settlers who moved to the Chico County plantation received 12.5 acres in a furnished home, but there was also a lack of drinking water and illnesses such as dysentery, malaria, and yellow fever that resulted in several deaths. When conditions didn't improve, Father Pietro Bandini, a parish priest who was serving the immigrants, relocated to Northwest Arkansas with about 40 families in 1898. Their settlement became Taneytown, named for Henry de Tonty, who in 1686 helped establish Arkansas Post, the first permanent European settlement in the lower Mississippi River Valley. Pinalto Bashir's says the immigrants faced suspicion from locals, were charged about double for their land purchase, and dealt with hurled stones, harassing gunshots, and arson. The immigrants hosted their first potluck in June 1898 to celebrate the land they were farming and Bandini for leading them to their new home. Bandini began inviting local officials to the picnic in 1913.
The picnic was seen as a way to invite outsiders in, and to also let the Italians learn from their neighbors.
As the picnic evolved into a celebration of the vineyards and grapes they sold commercially, the event moved to August during the harvest. Today, the festival remains a touchstone for descendants, including those who no longer live in Taneytown. Some have come to the festival from as far away as Italy.
It's still, to this day, the thing that brings a lot of people back home.
As the festival has changed, so too has the town's demographics. According to the U.S. Census, more than 6% of Taneytown's 8,000-person population is Hispanic or Latino. About 4% of residents are Asian, 3% are Black, 2% are Native Hawaiian or Pacific Islander, and 12.5% identify as two or more races. Pinalto Bashir's says something that resonates with most museum visitors is that the town's immigrant story is being retold today with a different group of people, the new other. She says there's always going to be a new group that people don't understand.
They don't understand the culture, they don't understand the language, and they don't want to. And that's the hard part, is when every single person in America looks back into their heritage, into their genealogy, unless you are Native American, you have an immigrant story.
Pinalto Bashir's marvels at the bravery of Italians who moved to an unknown country where they sacrificed to ensure their descendants had the opportunity for a better life.
Without their sacrifice of being the ones having stones thrown at them. My great-grandfather talked about walking to Johnson to go pick strawberries and apples and being hit with stones and rocks because they didn't want the Italians here. They went through that so that way today I can talk about it. I can speak to the fact that I didn't have a rock thrown at me for being Italian. He did. I didn't.
Tawnytown's heritage remains visible today through historic Italian restaurants and street signs, including Henri de Tonti Boulevard, an alternate name for Highway 412. A major east-west corridor for drivers crossing the Oklahoma border, Tawnytown Police Chief Corey Jennison says the highway generates more criminal activity than the rest of town. Jennison says the federal 287G program can help officers properly identify foreign-born individuals they encounter and check if they're wanted for crimes in other countries. The federal program, which has three models, allows state and local law enforcement to perform specific immigration duties.
This agreement allows us to work with immigration, and it gives us another tool to make our community safe.
A 2025 Arkansas law requires Division of Correction and county sheriffs to participate in the model that permits local law enforcement to serve administrative warrants on immigrants in their custody. Tawnytown's Police Department signed an agreement in June to participate in the task force model, which allows designated immigration officers to enforce limited immigration authority while performing routine police duties or as an active participant in an ICE-led task force. 44 Arkansas municipalities have opted into the 287G program. Jennison says participants are eligible for reimbursements and stipends for gear, equipment, and IT. He says federal funding was not necessarily a factor in joining the program, but a benefit because Tawnytown is building a new police department. According to a statement from ADE, the group boycotting the event, immigrant families feel unsafe attending this year's festival because of the police department's participation in the 287G program. Jennison says officers aren't setting up checkpoints or asking people who look foreign for their immigration status because that's racial profiling and they can't do that. Concerns about racial profiling were heightened last year after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled immigration officers could use apparent ethnicity as a factor in determining reasonable suspicion, as long as it wasn't the only factor. Because the 287G program allows immigration status to be checked during police officers' regular duties, Jennison says he's heard immigrants are afraid to contact the department for assistance.
We don't want anybody to be afraid to call us, regardless of your immigration status. When we show up, if you're asking for our help, that's what we're here to do.
Jennison says immigration status is not the concern when someone is a victim of crime. Police address the issue they were called for, says Jennison, who admits he understands the challenge in people believing him.
There's not going to be a way that I can really show or prove to anybody. And that's kind of the struggle that we have on it.
Jennison says the festival has been collateral damage in this dispute because the city doesn't receive event proceeds. He says officers are contracted to provide security, but immigration enforcement is not their focus. ADE argues the city does benefit through increased sales tax revenue to local businesses. According to ADE's statement, the boycott is not directed at St. Joseph's, and the group has shared its concerns with the church. While ADE respects the church's important role in the community, the Arkansas-based group says its main concern is immigrant safety. The group is encouraging people to not spend money in Tawnytown until the city ends its participation in the 287G program. ADE says it will continue organizing peaceful economic campaigns around events in Tawnytown because the group says economic participation is a powerful form of civic engagement. The group says, quote, "We believe our community has the right to support businesses and municipalities whose policies reflect dignity, safety, and inclusion for all residents," end quote. For the Arkansas Advocate, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.